views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, everybody. This is the Psychic Love Doctor show with the co-host, intuitive coach Daryl, and my wonderful bride of many, many years, Deborah Lee.
And it's wonderful to be here, Daryl. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
No, you're very welcome, sweetheart.
I think we have a fascinating show today.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be an awesome show. Just a little bit of background. This is like the fifth time we've tried to do this show.
Tried to schedule this topic.
Yes. And every time we've scheduled it, something has come up to
derail us
from doing it. Whether it's computer crashes or one of us is sick or both of us are sick or just a lot of things going on that we've had to redo this show a few times.
But this week we have persevered.
Yes, we have.
And we're pushing through. And Daryl, you said earlier why you feel this show is finally going to be realized.
Well, it had to come to its own time.
Right.
Timing wasn't right for that show, for it to happen when we wanted to do it.
Something which I've found with personal prophecy card readings is an essential element in terms of us achieving the kind of success and happiness that we really want in our lives. If the timing isn't right, you can stand and pound on that door of opportunity from morning till night, and it's not going to open. However, when the timing is correct, it's amazing how one door after another, it's as if they start flying open. Now, in terms of timing for the show, I think that knowing how somebody really feels about us is a valuable tool for us, you could say. It's insight we need. It can be a little scary sometimes, because to know precisely how someone feels is asking to go deep into that other person's heart. And sometimes we don't always get the answers that we were hoping for.
Yeah, very right on that, Deb.
And I would really hope today that all that come to us to either listen in or to watch us later on YouTube, or who call in expressing an urge for a reading of this nature or any type, we'll answer all your questions. Yep. Let's use this, the essence of the response pertaining to how that man or woman feels about you. Let's use that as the what would you call it? Like the food for thought that we need in order to develop those feelings further in one fashion or another. So I want to throw something out. Daryl, okay. I'll let you do it.
All right.
Since we're coming up on Halloween.
Well, I was going to go somewhere a little different first, but
okay.
We pulled a guide card for today, which is just pulling one card out of the deck. And we pulled the Ace of Diamonds, which is unity.
It is.
Which really pertains to the topic of today. How does he or she really feel about you?
Right. Especially in terms of impending marriage.
Right.
Or the possibility thereof, or becoming partners in a business.
Or a relationship.
Unity is so vital to all sorts of relationships.
Yes.
So anyway, we were going to offer today as an incentive to get people calling in. Anybody who calls in today and talks to us is going to receive a 30-minute free confidential phone reading or a life coaching session, whatever you'd like to call it. You will receive that free from either Daryl or myself.
Yes.
So please, we want you to get those calls coming in. And in the meantime, please, let's consider a few things about how he or she may feel about us.
Okay.
Like, for instance, cheating is a huge topic when it comes to how does that individual in our lives really feel about us. I do want to tell you, I honestly do not believe in the old saying of once a cheater, always a cheater. I have seen more evidence in the cards than I could even shake a Halloween witch's broomstick at, because that is simply not true. Sometimes, and I'm not going to, you know, put a big umbrella here and say all the time, but sometimes making the biggest of mistakes in our lives of this type can be the very best thing that ever happens to a relationship. One thing, it provides the opportunity for both partners to realize, how much do I want this relationship to work? Do I want to work through this? Do I want to just kick him or her to the curb and move on?
All good, valid points. Another good point on all that, too, is we're both living proof that cheaters aren't always cheaters.
That's right.
In our past lives,
we've had our
indiscretions.
We have. And, you know, they can become huge learning experiences. When you set out in the world and you're too young to really weigh the significance and the long-term meaning of a, say, of a marriage, when you're too young and you don't have the tools, you're going to make mistakes. Or if you jump into marriage rashly, there's going to be a lot of obstacles to be faced. Maturity is tantamount. It really is.
It is. We have our first caller.
Oh, my goodness, we do.
Yeah. We have Evie from New York.
Yay! And she wins a reading.
Yes, she does.
Hi.
How are you today, Evie?
Stand by, I'll get it right through. Just stand by.
Okay.
And Evie, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
I was just interested in getting a reading for any upcoming love in my future, possibly with my neighbor, but I'm open to whatever.
Your neighbor.
Can yes, you tell or if there's something else coming, but
okay. Are you and the neighbor involved, or is this an attraction you
No, did? Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
I'm getting the cards warmed up here, and maybe while I'm doing that you could tell us, what would you really like to have in the way of a partner? What sort of person?
It's hard to answer because I'm not sure that I'm ready yet for something long, like something long-term and steady. Like for someone long-term and steady, someone, I guess deeply compassionate, and confident in themselves, and a passionate person about work and life.
Okay. Well, my perception is, as I'm laying out these cards, that these qualities that you've just shared with us, these are all the things the past partners have lacked in one fashion or another. And now I think you'd like to see a total package. The right person with all the right stuff. Now, Daryl, you're laying out your cards today, too.
Yes.
So I'd like to know, do you want me to first?
Yeah, you go ahead. I'm just using them for my impressions.
What my perception is that there's an individual coming to you who is not even within the periphery of your life is yet. But this individual is certainly on the way. I'm seeing this develop out of a social situation. And as we're now embarking into the holiday season, that's going to present many opportunities for you to engage socially with others and This is where I feel this amazing individual is going to come into your life. Go ahead. I thought you had something to add there.
I'm here. I just said wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
That's so great. You just made me feel tickled all over. The thing for you to remember is not to look for that person. Let that person come to you. And in the right time frame, that's exactly what happens. I have a long list of clients who have come back to me and said, oh my goodness, you were so right. And these were women that were actually trying to, desperately get relationships going. You know, when you feel such a sense of loneliness, Daryl, or you
right.
feel like somebody being there would be so wonderful, and it would be, but you want it to be the right somebody.
Oh, yeah.
As for her, I wouldn't be surprised, my dear, if this new year were to bring you not only the true love of your life, but I see a long distance relocation for you. And it's as if I'm seeing, like, well, it's as if a move totally across country from one coast to the other. And I'm seeing all sorts of bright lights around this, which I feel pertain to your work or your pursuits that, I just want you to know this is going to be a marvelous year. All you have to really do is say, I know you're out there and you're coming to me. When the time is right for both of us, our paths are going to intersect. And watch and see if that's not exactly what happens.
Yes. Yep, that's exactly
that's wonderful.
What I
that's pretty easy for me to do, so thank you.
No, make sure that we get a hold of your email address so we can set up I'll be doing a live phone reading with you that will be a private reading, okay?
All right. We're going to go to break
wonderful.
Here for a few minutes. We'll be right back. Give us a call.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
1230 WBLQ.
The Doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ. Hi, welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with Deborah Lee and
my wonderfully wild co-host Daryl.
Yep. All right. Did you want to go back to Evie before we go on?
Yeah, we can,
okay.
We can do that.
All right, let's go back to Evie for a minute there from New York.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Evie. We're back again.
Hi.
Was there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
No, I was just curious what your cards had to say.
What my cards had to say? Well, I see it.
Yeah.
I see a great relationship coming down the road for you. A lot of unity. And guess what come up? That Ace of Diamonds.
Uh-oh. Marriage.
Unity. Married. All that good stuff.
Oh, I think the right one is just going to sweep her right off her feet.
Oh, yeah. It's
and
coming.
It's such a wonderful union.
Oh, that's great.
They're going to feed off each other. They're going to inspire each other. It's a real match from, we'll say, from the brain matter on down.
Yes. That's exactly how I'm
and
seeing it.
And quite a passion match, too.
All right.
Evie, we'll get more into that when we call you for your free prize reading from today, okay?
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so
welcome,
hon.
All right, let's move over to Raul from Seattle.
And you might reiterate that though anybody who calls in today is getting a free 30-minute phone reading with us. As a pre-Halloween treat.
Yes. And Carolyn from Virginia, call us back. We'd really like to talk to you.
And I guess we've gone to Raul.
Yes, we have.
Hello there.
Well, first, I wanted to say, can you hear me?
Yes, mm-hmm. We can hear you.
Okay, it's kind of low for me. I can barely hear you. But I wanted to tell you that last time we talked, you told me that the person that I was dating or that I was seeing, she had a broken heart and gave me a bunch of information. And I actually asked her directly, and she did. She said she did. So that was huge.
Wow.
So you were so precise. So I had to talk to you and take advantage of your gift. Now, it would be possible for me to ask you how she feels about me.
Yes. In fact, that's the topic of our show today.
Yes.
Yeah.
You betcha.
This has turned into
thank you so much for the feedback and the wonderful compliments. Because I feel very invested when I conduct readings for others. I do feel a sense of emotional investment in their lives.
Yeah.
You're seeing people at their core level.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I wanted to tell you that this sort of dating relationship has been turning into a very intense experience and also we're not together, we're kind of cold. I think we don't even talk, so it's kind of weird how it works.
Yeah,
so you're feeling a real connection?
Yeah, maybe too fast, too soon, but this is intense. Yes, I like to see I get a little bit impatient for sure, and but I'd like to see what you have to see, you know, what you have to say.
Well, I first want to start off with by saying there's an also another old saying that especially a lot of women pay heed to.
Right.
And that saying is that you never really get over somebody until you fall in love with somebody else. And I have to tell you, you are really healing that girl's heart. She is, look, Daryl, yeah, she's very much in love with Raul.
Very much so.
Now we have to, and of course, like you said, it's maybe moving too quickly, but when something feels right, and oh my goodness, the amount of passion here, it's almost breathtaking. But the thing is, too, you have to spend time, you know, getting to know each other, sharing each other's things that you enjoy, sharing time together that isn't always hot and heavy, which is hard, because there is really such a heady brew here in terms of passion. But she does love you, my dear. She does.
Wow.
And you're doing wonderful things for her. And I want you not to feel like it's all a one-way relationship. I feel she's bringing a lot into your life, too.
Yes, she is.
I mean, yeah, when she's bringing a lot of my old issues, that's for sure, and all my insecurities. So I need to face them and get over it.
Well, this sounds like things we could work on during your free prize reading that we will,
I will
be calling you and we'll talk privately. And we'll have 30 minutes for that. But you know what? If you think about it, doesn't it seem like the timing is really good for you to be able to work your way through these issues? And the insecurity, we all feel it.
Yeah.
And with the fear of getting hurt. But you know what? That old saying about it's better to have loved, it really is true. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
I see this relationship really going places. The amount of compatibility here might actually be a little scary for you.
So, can you say that again if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no problem. The amount of compatibility I see here could be a little bit scary for you, but I do see this relationship really going places.
Wow. And the only challenge I have is that she has kids. I can only see her every so often.
Right.
She has children?
Yes. So she's also very, very busy.
And you know, Raul, it might be time for you to start dating the children too. I know that sounds weird to say that way, but your relationship is going to have to expand to embrace these children. Daryl came into a situation where I had three boys. The youngest was 5, and then there was one who was 9, and the other one was like 13. And it's important for her to see your interaction with the kids and for the kids to come to love you. The same, you know, it's not something you rush into, but no, I am seeing Raul, the very distinct potential that you and this woman are going to make a home together.
Wow. And I have to tell you that what you told me, I want to confirm it because she did talk about healing her. So you are so incredibly accurate. I am so taken by that. So.
Well, I have to tell you, this method, personal prophecy, is extremely accurate when it comes to emotions and affairs of the heart and how we really think and feel. There's a clarity here that blows my mind, too. I mean, just as all of you may find this really mind-blowing, well, it does the same for me, too.
Yes.
It really does. So I feel that with her, just you guys don't have to rush too quickly. There's lots of time. But I am definitely seeing the distinct possibility that you are all going to become a family.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What did you get, Dan?
Well, basically the same thing. It's going to be wonderful, but I'm going to reiterate to you, too. You got to date the kids, too. You can't just date the mama.
If you love the mommy, you got to love her puppies, too.
Yep.
Okay, I get it. A very good
thing
point.
Is, children can be the biggest stress on a relationship there is. So this would be good for you to become acquainted with them and their behaviors. And also, hon, I do see in your cards that you worry about getting hurt too. That is going to
keep,
and it's going to keep you slowing things down, which I think is a good thing to do. I really do. I think the if you all, if the two of you were to rush too quickly into this, it is a bit of a recipe for disaster.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, children need time to adjust. So.
Yeah, there's a lot of fire in there, a lot of beautiful things happening, and it's really, I can barely handle it, to be honest with you.
Sounds like...
That's not a bad thing.
You also, I want to mention, before we say goodbye to you, I want to mention there's a woman from your past here in your reading, and she is so very sorry over how things ultimately ended between the two of you. And she wants to make a very heartfelt apology to you, but you know, I'm sensing crocodile tears here.
Yeah.
I feel that while she is sorry, I can't honestly say that she's totally sincerely sorry. She'd just kind of like to get her hooks back into you, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Okay, but we'll explore all of that. Make sure that we get your email address so I can contact you, okay?
Great, great, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate you both.
Oh, you're welcome.
From the deepest part of my heart. You're adorable, hon. We love hearing from you. Take care now. Wow.
Yeah.
You know, here is where the beauty of this method lies, in being able to feel that it has validity and bringing that into play in your life. I mean, you can be told all day long about how somebody may or may not feel about you.
Right.
But if you can take the insight and actually,
manifest
it and use it to your own benefit.
Yep.
You know, somebody's heart isn't quite there for you, but you can stand on your head and you can't make it have more potential than it already has.
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's get a break here for a few minutes. We'll be right back. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. I'm Deborah Lee, and I'm sitting here with my very illustrious, intuitive co-host, Daryl, who also happens to be my husband. So,
thank you,
babe. Yes, you're so welcome. And we are giving away Halloween treats in preparation for Halloween. And we'd love for those of you out there listening, please call in. You don't have to take a reading if you'd rather not, but you could make a comment. Tell us a joke.
Yeah.
Whatever you'd like to do. But any callers that we receive today will be being awarded a 30-minute free private phone reading with us. So with that said, Daryl, the phone number, if you will.
Phone number is 1-800-930-2819.
Okay. We thought of something that we wanted to discuss during the break.
Right.
Which is? Zay.
Can a one-night stand or a booty call turn into a relationship?
And I want to take the position here of saying yes, it can, but there's going to need to be some real boundaries on this. And what is your impression?
Yeah, my impression on that, yes, it can turn into a relationship, but it's going to have, on the guy's side of it, he's going to have to make up his mind whether it's the relationship, the one night stand is good enough to light his fires and decide he wants to stay with it. It's kind of an emotional thing with the guys, too, but it's just something we have to...
You're making a sound here, Daryl, as if you are saying, in essence, if the sex is good enough, we'll come back for more.
Well, yeah.
But, on the other hand, if you're really in the market for a relationship, my feeling is, which I, you know, my insights from the cards have been, that that attraction needs to build. It needs to intensify. It's like you're building a fire.
Right. And it does. I mean, it's, you know, it's, yeah, it's kind of like building a fire. Yeah.
But if you already enjoy the fire before it's to the extent that it could be.
It just gets better and better. Well, fire gets bigger and bigger.
I think you're missing my point, but that's all right.
No, I'm not missing your point. I get your point.
I think the right one will pursue a woman who isn't necessarily, sharing her charms too quickly.
Right, and they will.
But there's a point, too, to that also.
And there is. So.
Yes. It really helps if you've met somebody to get a personal prophecy reading, so that you can find out how does he or she really feel about me before you even venture further beyond that first meeting. A lot of times, Daryl, I have to tell you, men will be characterized in readings as not being very sure how they feel.
Right.
Or they're still attached to ex-girlfriend and dragging a nice big set of luggage behind them in terms of baggage where she's concerned.
Dragging a steamer trunk with them?
Yes. Exactly. And then this new woman finds herself in the position of having to deal with not only this man, but also his past.
Yeah. Oh, it goes both ways. We've seen it on both sides of that.
Yeah, we have.
Girls drag a lot of baggage around, too.
And they do. And a lot of individuals can seem like real desperados who want to just latch on to somebody and have somebody. And that's not the right way for a relationship either.
No, it's not.
No, you can't. If you allow it to develop in its own way and time, as boring as that sounds, that tends to be how the best relationships go. And what's the best foundation there is for marriage, Daryl?
Friendship.
Yeah, friendship. So you've got to be friends where you go hiking together, or you go to the gym and work out, or you love watching movies and do things in a way that you're both sharing as friends, not so much worrying about, am I saying the right things?
Right.
And card readings can guide you every step of the way. As we saw previously with Raul, that darling man out in Seattle, I love how he is taking to heart his readings and he's using the insight within the framework of his life. So as far as how does he or she feel about me, I would like to also share that within personal prophecy philosophy, there is a, one of the principles is called the evolution of emotion. And this is something that will very much come into play in readings that have to do generally with longer standing relationships and start meeting some rough spots in the road along the way. When you both have had a very heated argument and you've said, that's it, I don't ever want to see you again, or some words to that effect, you're both going to find your feelings evolving. And through that evolution, that's where you'll eventually reach a place where you'd actually be able to sit down and talk, where you'd actually miss that person.
Right. Let's go to a break here for a minute. We'll be right back, people. Like I say, give us a call. The number's 1-800-930-2819.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Has asthma or allergies got you singing the raspy blues? Allergy and Asthma Networks is the nation's premier nonprofit patient-centered network of doctors, caregivers, patients, and healthcare professionals who are dedicated to ending death and suffering due to asthma, allergies, and related conditions. Join President and CEO Tanya Winders each month on the Dr. Pat Show to learn more and visit allergyasthmanetwork.org today. Breathe better together with Allergy and Asthma Network.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
And
I am the host, Deborah Lee. And the silly person sitting next to me is Daryl, who's cracking himself up like crazy over his sunglasses. And I think Halloween has started a little early for Daryl.
Yes, just a little bit.
So, Daryl, shall we move along
sure,
smartly here?
Let's move along smartly. Let's go to Kevin from Virginia Beach.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys. How are you?
All right. How are you?
Been better at the moment. So I've been dating a girl for 2.5 years. Everything had been going perfectly fine. In about the last 8 or 9 months or so, her life has taken a very rapid downward spiral because I've recently learned that she's addicted to heroin. Mm. So obviously trying to, I'm not trying to just completely walk away from her. I'm offering her help, but at the same time, there's only so much help you can offer someone who's refusing. The concern that I have at the moment today, right now, at this second, is that we learned that about a month ago or so, maybe a little bit longer. She's 13 and a half weeks pregnant right now with my child, which is also a connector. And as of the last 36 hours, is completely MIA in Virginia Beach or Norfolk, somewhere here in the Virginia Beach, you know, Hampton Roads area. And I don't know. I mean, the only way I know that she's still alive because she's not answering anybody is because it said she was on Facebook 2 hours ago, but no idea where she is, and just am concerned for her life, my baby's life, and I'm getting tired of
trying
to play.
My heart goes out to you, Kevin. It really does. And as I'm going to look at this reading for you, I need to ask you, and I know this is going to be a difficult thing, but I need to ask you right now, as engulfed in grief and worry as you are, to please try to find a place right now inside yourself of peace. so that I will be able to give you an accurate reading. Otherwise, all these other feelings that you have, which have such great intensity, are going to overshadow your cards. So just right now, I'd like you to think, she's okay. I will soon find her, and her and the baby will be safe. I just need you to feel that right now, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Just try. And now I'm going to proceed with your reading.
So you haven't been heard anything from her other than you know she was on Facebook 2 hours ago?
Nope.
Wow.
Nothing.
That's got to be tough. Yeah, we're getting our cards warmed up here for you. Deb's laying them out, and I'm going to lay them out too. And
I have faced many crises in my career working as the only living subject matter expert for personal prophecy. I always feel as if when someone is in a moment of severe crisis in their lives, that angels are swooping in to help me with the cards. I welcome them and I call on them. And if all else fails, I go to the big guy upstairs and I just say, please make me an instrument. I need you right now. So that I'm pulling out all the stops for you in this reading, Kevin. So let's see what we're going to get here. I feel that she is actually is very safe. And I feel right now she's pulling a fast one where you're concerned, where others who are worried about her are concerned. I'm getting the image of her, say, sitting off in a corner somewhere, snickering. And please think of this as her disease. This girl is so caught up in that whole cycle of needing drugs, getting drugs, taking drugs, and then the cycle begins again. She really, really needs to receive help, especially the fact that she's carrying, you know, a life inside of her.
Right.
My perception is that it won't happen immediately, but I do feel, Kevin, that she's going to be found. And I feel that she's eventually here going to be receptive to getting some help. What would be really important is for her to hit rock bottom. And I just don't think she's there yet. I mean, it's very heartbreaking what I see here. And Kevin, I feel that she has made very unwise decisions in terms of getting money for heroin, what she's done for heroin. Personally, right now, I can't honestly say from your reading that this is indeed your child. There's a lot of ambiguity around this entire situation. So for you right now, I want you to hold the space for her because you love her and your love is very strong. And love in itself is all-encompassing. It can heal all wounds. It can overcome the direst of obstacles. But at the same time, I want you to prepare yourself that this is not the same woman that you've known. Wouldn't hurt for you to get a little counseling along the way, hon. It wouldn't hurt to reach out to help, but I do feel she's going to be found. I feel that she's eventually going to, as this pregnancy progresses, absolutely, she's got to get off the junk she's doing. And in time, I feel she'll turn her life around. I really do. Right now, I'd just like to see her be alive and well and taken care of. So hold a space for her. Keep projecting that you're looking for her to help her. And take care of yourself at the same time. Now, you're winning a 30-minute phone reading. We can delve into this much more deeply than what we're able to do right here on the air. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to hold her and you in my heart for the rest of this weekend and through next week. I really feel that there will be a big breakthrough here. But just be patient and just keep that space. Okay? Take care, hon.
Thank you.
Take care, Kevin.
Thank you.
We're here if you need us, and we will be in touch.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay.
There have been instances we've had over the years where it seems as if miracles have happened. Yeah. And I just hope and pray for her that she'll see the light. Not only the light of his love, but the light of the life she's carrying within her. So,
shall we move on to our next caller?
Yes, we should.
All right. Let's move on to Zenaida from Connecticut.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
We sure can.
Oh, okay, I can hear very little.
I wonder why.
I don't know.
Yeah, all of a sudden it just like got very, very low.
Oh,
okay.
We heard that.
All right. So should I ask my question? Can you hear me
now? Sure. And if we fade in and out or you have trouble picking us up, this will be posted very soon, the show today, and your reading will be included. So you'll be able to catch it.
So here it goes. I mean, I don't have anybody that I'm seeing or a hot, you know, somebody on the side, things like that. But I just like to know what's coming up for the next couple of weeks or months now that the holidays are here, or any potential hot dates coming along the way.
Hot dates.
Okay.
All right.
Hot dates, huh?
Well, could you consider yourself in the market for marriage?
If the right
individual came along.
Okay.
Would you? I'm just curious. Well,
if the right individual came along, yes.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
But for now, he might be very far away for now, so.
Okay.
You were going to ask something, Daryl?
Oh, yeah. Can I ask what kind of doggy you have there?
She's a mix. She's a Chihuahua and a miniature pincher with some Boston Terrier.
Oh, what darling.
That's a darling, darling little mix.
Yeah, she's my baby.
Ah, that's good. We have four of those ourselves.
Oh, really? Oh, she's been adopted. So I have two cats
kind.
And I have a frog.
Yeah, we have two golden retriever, part yellow labs, and then we have a golden retriever, and then we have our mix, who's a beagle, part border collie.
And he thinks he runs the roost. Yeah.
Your kids.
Yeah, they are.
Here, looking at your cards, my perception is that you have faced, well, let's put it this way. You are done with the BS of bad relationships that you've had in the past. My feeling is that you've dealt with some characters that, well, let's put it this way, they promised more than they delivered. And I feel now she's ready that if he's going to be her number one, he better be prepared for a high-maintenance woman that expects him to step up and that he's going to actually be present. Share her life as she would share his. And you know, the more that I feel you focus on that, Zenaida, I am seeing that it's as if she's writing a list. She's putting in an order to the heavenlyamazon.com out there, and it's going to come by special delivery.
Right.
Yes, I am doing that. I am making that request.
And you know, I think you know exactly, because of your own intuitiveness. You hear a guy's line, and right away she's like, okay, next, he's out of here. Because there's a lot of them out there that think they are just all that and a bag of chips, too.
Right.
In the end, I'm seeing for her, oh, my goodness, well, let's put it this way. First of all, you have what I call a romantic door opener. And this is going to be a man that's going to reawaken the woman inside of her. And he's very giving. And very loving. And the one that I feel is her true mate, this is a man that's coming with, I mean, he is so full of love. He is so getting so ready for her that Daryl's going to be like me and you.
Oh, yeah?
Their eyes will meet, and as corny as it sounds, these things do happen.
Yep.
And they make amazing love stories. So
yes,
first, her first door, her door opener is the man that's coming along. You see how beautiful it's going to be?
Right.
He's going to like I said, awakened the woman inside of her that's been a little dormant lately. And this other man is going to want to thank the door opener because he's actually going to get her ready for Mr. Absolutely Right. And he is a king of hearts, just like you, Daryl, characterized as a fantastically giving and caring man. And I am sorry, we're out of time, but we will be calling to do a phone reading with you, Zenaida, so make sure we get your email address. With this, I'd like to say it's been a fantastic hour, went way too fast. Please, all of you, remember we're here every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Please pick up the Psychic Love Doctor app. It's available if you have an iPhone or a, I almost said e-phone, iPhone or an Android, and it's free of charge. You can give yourself readings. Be in touch, everybody. I'm at psychicloveDoctor.com, so is Daryl.
Yes.
We'll be happy to arrange a reading with you. Does that bring us to out of time?
Not quite.
Okay.
We got a little bit of time there.
November 7th, we are holding a live free card reading class for anybody that's interested that would like to try personal prophecy. It's my mini course. I will be teaching it live. If you're local, you'll be coming into the office to join us. And if you're out of the area, you can join us via webcam. It's a wonderful...
Via Skype.
Yes, it's a wonderful little class or course I've put together where I'll walk you through how to become your own psychic and how to become a compassionate counselor for others. And if you're interested, then we'll work together to make you an actual professional practitioner of personal prophecy card reading. Daryl, you have anything you'd like to add?
It's been a great week with everybody. Had a great show with you. Come back and see us again next week. Friday's at 5.
I enjoyed giving...
Eastern.
I enjoyed giving away the Halloween treats. I think we should do it again next week.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
All right. We'll see y'all next week, folks.
Take care, everybody.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Psychic Love Doctor with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20-plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. To learn more about Deborah, visit www.psychicloveDoctor.com.